begin at? I don't even know where to begin at. How you doing today? This is Blake Rogers. News edition of the Fast Break. And I'm here to recap the Golden State Oklahoma City series. I don't even know where to begin at. Is it more about Oklahoma City choking? Or more about Golden State being that good? They went 73-9 for a reason. There's just too much to play for. Too much to play for both sides. On one hand, you have Durant trying to go back to another finals. And you have Golden State trying to go back to back. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to it. First off, how many games did it take OKC to beat Golden State this series?
Not four.
Okay.
Not five. Yep. Not six. Not seven.
Wow. Just a huge disappointment for OKC. And there's no more victories in this. There's no more victories in this. This team always had the potential to get there. They didn't finish the job. It was there. You had the opportunity. Didn't take advantage of it. There's a good cop here, and there's a bad cop. Durant is the good cop. Durant did everything in his possible will to win the series. You can say the base guy curse is real. You can say that, Oklahoma City fans. You can. But man, Game 7 came down to essentially three things. One, three-pointers. Golden State made 10 more threes than Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City was in a drought. They couldn't make a three for the last 13 shots. They couldn't get a three. They was missing easy layups. They were penetrating, kicking out perfectly. They were. The shots couldn't go in. In a game seven, you have to make those shots. There's no excuses. Number two, before the game, Charles Barkley said Durant and Westbrook need to trust their role players more. You get them going, everything goes well. And it worked halfway through the middle of the second quarter. It worked till then. But big-time players perform in big-time games. And I'll tell you what. Andre Roberson, 0 for 5 on 3. Deion Waiters, 0 for 4 on 3s. Where are your shooting guards at? Where are your shooting guards in the Game 7? How do you have a shooting guard that doesn't shoot? I get it. He plays defense. He hustles. That's awesome. That's great. But he can't make five wide-open threes, and he passes off a three-pointer that luckily Deion off the bench, I shoot jumpers, Waiters made, and it was a two. And Durant got in his grill about that. Roberson was cool game five, game six. That's fine. You can get your 19. You can be a role player and talk. Where you at game seven, though? Where you at, though?
Where they at, though? Where they at, though?
Where you at, Mr. Roberson? It came to the point, folks, in the game that he didn't want to shoot the ball. He wasn't comfortable shooting the ball. He wasn't comfortable touching the ball. He had 12 boards. Great. You have 12 boards. Awesome. Appreciate that. Good hustle points. But that's where they missed Harden. That's where they missed Harden. Harden is able to create his own shot when Durant and Westbrook aren't going. Harden's able to get his, create his own shot, and make something happen and get buckets on his own. Steven Adams had a hell of a series. Hell of a playoff run. But man, they sure missed a third person to get their own bucket, didn't they? I think this series is more about Oklahoma City losing than Golden State winning. We knew they were going to be here. The fact that they were down 3-1 caught everybody off guard. And rightfully so. I said that Oklahoma City needed to win Game 6 if they want to go to the finals. You have to secure that home court advantage. Home court advantage is in your field right now. Game 6 is your Game 7. And they didn't do that. Third, Russell Westbrook. I love you, man. I love Russell Westbrook. Great player. Great talent. In the beginning of the series, Westbrook was in Curry's head. Towards the end of the series, Curry was in Westbrook's head. Westbrook was trying to outplay Curry so much, he was making unforced turnovers, so busy on getting the call instead of just playing basketball. I get it. There were some questionable calls in that game seven. But you know what? That's why you take care of home court advantage in game six. And you have to deal with those questionable calls. Westbrook is the bad cop, man. Westbrook shot 7 for 21. His threes wasn't going down. I get the teammates were getting involved. Nice. Westbrook had a double-double. Nice. But in the flow of the game, it didn't look that nice. It looked like it was real forced. Steph let the game come to him. He knew he was going to get his threes going sooner or later. And he stepped up. When the team needed him most, Steph Curry stepped up. Durant stepped up. Durant and Westbrook. You guys are laughing at Curry's D. He was making y'all look silly in that game seven. He was getting bucket after bucket after bucket. When it came to that Durant switch off against Curry, Curry won that matchup all the time. All the time. And you can tell in that last 4 minutes, when Oklahoma City made that last ditch effort run, cut it down to 86-90, I'm on the record for saying you let it play. Oklahoma City came back. You don't call that foul. That's me. You don't. I know it was a foul. It looked like a foul. It's playoff basketball. It's 1 second left on the clock. You play it off and give Oklahoma City a chance. That's me. That's just what I believe. You're up seven. At that point, it's done. And you can tell Golden State has so much resiliency. Cool, they were collected. They were down double digits. And what was the narrative this whole series? What was the narrative for Oklahoma City the whole season? They have trouble closing out games. And in this series, they couldn't close out in the first half. They have a great first quarter. They'll do all right in the beginning of the second quarter. And then in the middle of the second quarter, it's just a collapse. Either Golden State's up or they cut the lead down by single digits. And you can't afford that. You can't afford that. I gain a new respect for Durant. Does Durant leave? I don't know. He wouldn't be wrong. I'll say that. He wouldn't be wrong. You're up 3-1. And Golden State goes on to win three games in a row. Man, that's heartbreaking. And it's going to take a while to get over that. Oklahoma City needs to look for it too. Roberson's nice and all. He cost them a lot of shots. And Oklahoma City was getting great looks. They were getting awesome looks. I think this is more about Oklahoma City losing than Golden State winning. Now on to Golden State. The three-pointer was their best friend. Klay started off slow. He started off real slow. But you know he's going to heat up eventually. You know he was going to heat up. And once he heat up, it was shots. They wouldn't be in Game 7 if it wasn't for Klay Thompson in Game 6. Let me make that clear. Let me make that perfectly clear. The Splash Bros are something else. I mean, man, we're seeing a real life version of Mario and Luigi, man. Super Smash Bros. I mean, honestly. There's nothing you can do about that. Their shot release is so quick. It's so great. Golden State shut it down. OKC got John Tafford, and Golden State shut it down.
Shut it down. Shut it the f*** down.
And I thought what Kerr did was amazing, putting in Iggy instead of Harrison Barnes in the starting lineup. I think Harrison cost him some money in this series. I know there's rumors of him going to L.A. for a max contract deal. L.A., I would save that money. I would save that young money, baby. I would save that. Because Harrison Barnes did not look like a max player. And you can say, look, he's playing with Steph. He's playing with Klay. He's playing with Draymond. There's only so many looks he can get. Golden State knew they weren't out of it. Shout out to Golden State role players. Sean Livingston stepped up. Iggy stepped up. Barbosa got him a bucket. Varejao gave quality minutes. Bogut quality minutes. Azili quality minutes. Mo Spates. Golden State knew they weren't out of it. Steph Curry was MVP, man. Is this becoming more of a trend now? Last year was the LA Clippers. Now it's Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm going to throw this out right now. Blake Griffin for Kevin Durant. I'm throwing it out right now. Sign and trade. Makes perfect sense. Blake Griffin goes back to Oklahoma City. Rumors are Blake and Chris aren't as close as they used to be. Chris Paul knows when to pass. Chris Paul knows when to get his own shot. Granted, he's 1 year older. But you're playing for first team All-NBA center DeAndre Jordan. You can stretch the floor out. There are pieces there. And you have Jamal Crawford, J.J. Redick, two quality shooting guards. Upgrades over Andre Roberson and Deion Waiters that can relieve scoring off of you. You don't have to score as much. And I know what you're saying. Blake, you're not talking about the Warriors enough. Give them more credit. Like I said, this series is more about Oklahoma City losing than Golden State winning. Steph Curry's MVP. He made threes when it mattered. Klay Thompson, the best shooting guard in the NBA. And coming to the season, I thought it was a tie between Jimmy Butler as the best two-way guard, James Harden as a better offensive shooting guard. But man, after what I've seen in this playoffs, Klay Thompson plays as good as defense as Jimmy Butler and more efficient than James Harden. They're able to beat James Harden while Curry was out. Klay Thompson really went to another level. Klay Thompson literally gets better year after year after year. And you have to respect that. But like I said, this series is more about Oklahoma City losing. Because they might be losing Durant. They might be losing another chance to get to the finals. You can blame the base curse. There might be some change in Oklahoma City. Via trade, Durant for Blake Griffin. Durant had a real efficient game. 10 for 19. Westbrook 7 for 21. Erratic decision making. I get it, Russell is more athletic than Steph. Steph showed so much poise and maturity over Russell. There's no comparison. There's no comparison to whatever I have on my team. There's no comparison. Durant's 1A. Westbrook is 1B. Because after seeing that playoffs, after seeing that game 7, there's no comparison anymore. Even when Westbrook was out with the torn meniscus a couple seasons ago, Durant was still up because of the playoffs and won MVP that year. Durant went down. Oklahoma City lost a playoff spot to the Pelicans. That's what happened. Credit to Golden State. It's going to be a great series. Cleveland, Golden State. All players healthy, full on deck. Interesting on Barry Giles' part. You're with LeBron all these years and you switching sides. You switching teams. What to do if you're Oklahoma City? They didn't help out the two guard. Adams had a great playoff run. A great playoff series. But at the end of the day, you need somebody else that can go out there and create their own shot and get their own bucket. That's what it came down to. You can't have two guards shooting a combined 0 for 9 for threes with a combined 70 minutes at the two guard spot. You can't have that. Coming up, we'll have views, album review, and see how does that compare with The Life of Pablo and coloring book that just came out. Also, we have the Cleveland Golden State series preview coming soon. And if you're listening in, this is Blake Rogers, The Fast Break. Stay lit.